Hello, Geneva.
Yes.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line. I'm calling in regards to your inquiry about the NEC baby formula lawsuit. I saw that you filled out an inquiry online. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate? Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim? Oh, you already got an attorney?
I believe I'm talking to one.
I'm sorry, it's a little bit hard to hear you. Say that one more time.
I don't think so. No, I don't.
No? Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
My daughter was.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And in regards to your daughter, does she have any ongoing gastrointestinal or other bowel conditions?
Yes, she do.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, I'll try to get through this as quickly as possible, okay? What is your daughter's date of birth?
Her birthday is 3/11, 2015.
2015. And is your daughter still with us?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so she's 9 years old now?
Yes.
And what date was she diagnosed?
She was diagnosed at birth when I had her.
Do you remember approximately what day?
Oh, no, I don't.
Was it like a week after she was born? A couple
days?
Yeah,
it was after? I'm going to say it was a week, like 2 weeks.
A week to 2 weeks?
Yes.
So they're either the 18th or the 25th?
I want to say the 25th.
The 25th. And was she still in the hospital when she was diagnosed?
Yes, she was.
Okay. And was your daughter diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or after being fed formula?
After she was being fed formula.
Okay. And how long after being fed formula was your daughter diagnosed with NEC? Was it within 7 days or over 7 days?
It was in the 7 days, I believe.
Okay. And then what formula was she fed at the hospital?
It was the infant meal.
Okay, infant meal. And then what is the name of the facility where she was diagnosed and born?
It was at, what was it, San Bernardino? No, Victor Valley Hospital.
Victor Valley Hospital?
Mm-hmm.
And what city is that?
Victorville, California.
Okay, so I have Victor Valley Global Medical, and that is located at 15248 11th Street, Victorville, California, 92395?
Yes.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm, this is the hospital she was diagnosed at, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, just writing that down. And then you would be filing this claim on behalf of your daughter, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm you have authority to sign on behalf of your daughter?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And how far along were you when you gave birth to your daughter in terms of weeks?
I had her full, she was healthy. I had her full term.
Oh, so you had her at 40 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I had her.
I'm sorry, say that again. How many weeks? Hello, Geneva, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
I had her when I was 7 months pregnant.
7 months pregnant. Okay, so roughly that would be about 32 weeks. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then did your daughter become diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, or did she leave and come back?
No, she stayed in the hospital for a minute, then she left, and then she came back, and then she left, and then never went back.
When did she leave the hospital the first time?
The first time she left, I'm going to say it was April or May.
Okay, so she left the hospital after being diagnosed with NEC?
Yes.
The first time? Okay, just want to confirm. And then if needed, can you provide a birth certificate?
Yes, I can.
Okay, and did you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that were also fed formula?
Oh, no. I don't know. Not up.
Okay, no worries. And then can you confirm your child's gender for me, please?
My child what?
Her gender, your child's gender for me.
Oh, she's a female.
Okay, thank you. And can you spell her first name for me?
Yes, it's Sarai.
Okay, and last name?
Glenn, Glenn.
Okay, and does she have a suffix in her name such as junior or senior?
No.
And then can I get her social, please?
Okay, her social is, let me get it right now.
Okay, no worries. And then your name is Geneva?
Geneva, and last name is Glenn, like her.
Okay.
And her social security number, it is... Hold on, I'll look at my paperwork to get it. I don't know about her, but I got it right here.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Just do it anyway. Okay, hold on, man. Just bear with me. I'm getting it right now.
No worries. Take your time. Do you have a suffix in your name?
You said what?
Do you have a suffix in your name, such as junior or senior?
Oh, no. Just Geneva Glenn, regular. Okay.
And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay. And can I get your date of birth?
6/6/1987.
And can I get your social?
Yes, it's 566-958-947.
Okay.
Okay, and I got her, and you know, I'm looking for right now.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, her social is 168. 3252.
Okay. And then can I get your email?
It's GMG.
GMG?
LENN.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, GMG.
Mm-hmm.
20. GMG Glenn 20 at Gmail.
Okay, so I have gmglenn20 at gmail.com?
No, it's going to be gmglenn20 at gmail, yes.
Okay, so I have G as in garage, M as in Mary, G as in garage, L as in Larry, E as in elephant, N as in night, the number 20 at gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I have your phone number at 760-308-2879.
Yes, ma'am.
And is this your cell or your home or both?
My cell.
Okay. And then can I get your current address, please?
Yes, my current address is 144 West William Street.
Is that San Jose?
No, Barstow, California.
Barstow? You said West William Street, is that correct?
Yes, 144 West William Street.
All right, just give me 1 second. It's not coming up on my system.
This is 144 West William
Street.
In Barstow, California, 92311.
Okay, got it. So I have 144 West William Street in Barstow, San Bernardino, California, zip code 92311.
Yes, apartment 3.
Apartment 3. Okay. And then, do you have any official documents to show you or the power of attorney over your daughter, such as a birth certificate?
I got her birth certificate, and that's it.
Okay. And then, your name on her birth certificate, is it also Geneva Glenn?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Just want to confirm. Alrighty. And did you have any of the following issues during pregnancy, such as hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use,
no.
placental
no.
insufficiency, delayed cord clamping,
no.
or HIV or AIDS?
No.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm your daughter was born prematurely?
Yes.
And she was born in the state of California, is that correct?
Yes.
And was your daughter diagnosed with NEC while in the NICU?
I believe so.
Okay. And what date did she go into the NICU?
She went in the same day as I had her.
Okay. And when did she leave the NICU?
She didn't leave. She didn't get released from the hospital until like, I'm going to say 3 weeks later.
Okay. Was that, was she released from the NICU the same day she left the hospital?
No.
Okay. So what date did she leave the NICU? If you
I'm going to say, well, I'm sorry. It was like a month before she got released. So it was, I'm going to say a week before she was actually released.
Okay. So you said that she left the hospital the first time a month after she was born. Is that correct?
Yes.
So that would be April 11th, and then you said she left the NICU a week before that?
Yes.
So that would be approximately April 4th, 2015. Does that sound correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what was your daughter's birth weight?
5 pounds, 6 ounces.
5 pounds, 6 ounces. I'm sorry, I just want to confirm. You said 5 pounds, 6 ounces?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have her medical records in front of you? I know you mentioned that.
No, I don't have them on me.
Okay. And are you positive it's 5 pounds, 6 ounces?
Charlie was possibly smaller than that because she was small. She was, matter of fact, she was 4 pounds and 6 ounces.
Four,
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
So I just want to confirm.
Yes.
You said 4 pounds.
Yeah, she was 4 pounds, 6 ounces. Yes.
Okay.
19 inches long.
Yeah, I just wanted to confirm because usually premature babies are a little bit smaller.
Yeah, she was. She was small.
Okay. And then what date did she start using the formula? Was it the day that she was born? Or?
Yeah, the day she was born, we tried to feed her the formula, and that's when we noticed, like, she couldn't eat it. She was eating it. And then, like, after that, her stomach was, like, blow up. So then they stopped feeding her that, and I started doing breast milk. I started feeding her breast milk.
When would you say that she stopped using the formula, if you had to estimate a date?
Well, I'm going to say probably like 16, 15 days.
Okay, so about 16 days after would be a...
Yeah, because they do breast milk for me to breastfeed.
Okay.
Okay,
so 16 days after would be March 27, 2015. Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And what would you say was the time between the usage of the... formula and her being diagnosed? Like a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
I'm going to say 2-3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yes.
Okay. And then was your daughter fed formula in the hospital? I just want to confirm.
Yes, she was.
Okay. And did she have any of the following symptoms after drinking the cow-based formula, such as low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen red or tender...
Hypotension.
Hypertension,
yeah.
Or hypotension?
Yeah. Hypotension.
Hypotension, okay. Did she have any swollen, red, or tender belly, trouble feeding,
constipating.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, all that.
And then do you have a copy of the medical records for your daughter if needed?
Not on hand, but I can get a hold of them.
Okay. Alrighty, and then what treatment or medical procedures did your daughter undergo due to NEC? Any antibiotics, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation?
They gave her antibiotics.
Any assisted ventilation, Penrose drain, exploratory laparotomy, ostomy surgery, or PICC line? Okay.
She had a lot of things that I can't actually just name them all right now, but
okay.
She had a lot of things that was wrong with her.
Okay, whatever you remember. So just the antibiotics?
Yes.
Okay. And then what would you say was the last date that your daughter was treated for NEC-related issues?
Been a minute. She actually had a fever not that long ago, but she's, it hasn't been that long.
Okay. If you had to estimate when was the last time she was treated for NEC-related issues, what would you say? Approximately what month and year?
I'm going to say last year.
So about a year ago from today?
Yeah.
So roughly around November 1st, 2023?
Yes.
Okay. And then can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed her?
I don't even know the doctor's name, but she was born at Victor Valley Hospital, so.
Okay, let me go ahead and write that down. Give me 1 second, okay?
Did you go to your doctor's?
And is that the same hospital she was treated?
Yes.
Okay, just want to confirm.
Cool.
And then the phone number I have for the facility is 760-245-8691. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And that's where the diagnosing facility phone number and treating, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have any medical notes that you'd like to add regarding your daughter?
No. She did have respiratory failure. I believe I remember that one, too.
Okay.
But it's been so long. Yeah.
All right. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
They don't live with me.
They do not?
No, they don't.
Okay. And then who is this person to you?
Shannon Susan Berry.
I'm sorry, who are they to you? Is it a sibling?
Oh, that's my sister. She's my sister.
Okay, and can I get her phone number, please?
Yes, it's
760-272-7674.
Moment.
Okay, and can you spell her first name for me, please?
Yes, Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N.
Last name?
Susan Berry, S-U-S-E-B-E-R-R-Y.
Okay, S-U-S-E-B-E-R-R-Y?
Yes.
And then do you have her address?
No, I don't know it by heart.
Okay.
Well, let's finish it here for Google.
All right, we're just about done. Let me go ahead and review the information really quickly. I'm going to put you on hold, and then I'll review the information with you, okay?
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
Okay. My daddy. What? No, daddy. What? The cup? The cup? She got her cigarette in, daddy. I'll go get you juice right now. Hold on, okay? I'll get you juice right now. You still have some money on you? Or did it? I need a dollar. Says you got a dollar if I get him some juice? Huh? Yeah, can I see it?
Hi, Geneva. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I can hear you.
So what I'm going to go ahead
come on,
and do is I'm going to...
Let's go get your juice. Come on, put it down. Okay.
I'm going to go ahead. No worries. I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, or if I'm going too fast, interrupt me, okay?
Okay. Come on, Elijah.
Okay, so your daughter, so you don't currently have an attorney, and your daughter was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis, and she was approximately diagnosed on March 25th, 2015. She currently has ongoing gastrointestinal and other bowel conditions. She was diagnosed and born at Victor Valley Global Medical at 15248 11th Street in Victorville, California, zip code 92395. She was diagnosed after being fed formula, and she was diagnosed, was fed Enfamil in the hospital. You'd be filing this claim on behalf of her, and you were approximately about 32 weeks at the time of birth. Your daughter was diagnosed while still in the hospital, and she was born on March 11, 2015, which makes her 9 years old now. I have her first name as S-A-R-A-I, last name G-L-E-N-N, and I have her social security number as 168-15-3252. I have your first name as Geneva, spelled G-E-N-E-V-A, last name Glenn, G-L-E-N-N. I have your date of birth as June 6, 1987, and I have your social security number as 566-95-8947.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have your email as gmglenn20@gmail.com. And I have your cell phone number as 760-308-2879. I have your address as 144 West Williams Street, Apartment 3 in Barstow, California, zip code 92311. I have your name on the birth certificate as Geneva Glenn. Your daughter was in the NICU approximately from the day she was born, March 11, 2015, to April 4th, 2015. She was 4 pounds, 6 ounces at birth. She started using the formula the day she was born, which is March 11, 2015, and she stopped using the formula approximately 2 days after she was diagnosed, which is March 27, 2015. She was fed formula while still in the hospital. And the last time she was treated for NEC-related issues is approximately November 1st, 2023. I have the diagnosing and treating facility as Victor Valley Global Medicine, located at 15248 11th Street in Victorville, California, zip code 92395. And I have the facility phone number as 760-245 8691. As far as medical notes, I added respiratory failure, and I have your emergency contact as your sister that does not live with you. Her first name is Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-O-N. Last name Susberry, spelled S-U-S-E-B-E-R-R-Y. And I have your sister's phone number at 760-272-7674.
Yeah.
Is this all correct? Do you need me to change anything?
No, that's all correct.
Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents. I just need a couple signatures from you, okay?
Okay.
Give me 1 second. They should be sending right now. You're going to get a text message from DocuSign. That's where you're going to sign the document.
Okay.
You should have just received a text.
Yeah, okay.
So what I'll have you go ahead and do is put me on speakerphone.
Okay, I'll put you on speaker.
Okay, so go ahead and put me on speaker. I'm going to have you click on the link for the DocuSign. It should have my name on it.
Okay.
And then you're just going to follow the yellow buttons. It's going to say start and continue. And you're going to keep clicking through the yellow buttons until it prompts you to sign.
Okay.
And then you're going to have to do a couple signatures. And then once you're done, let me know. In the meantime, I'm going to send you a text from my direct line. If you have any questions or concerns, this is going to be my main point of contact, okay?
Okay. Okay. Come on, Dad. Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on, Papa. Hold on, Papa. Okay, hold on, come on down.
Okay,
now
just
go press what now? Hello?
Hi, yes.
Okay, I clicked on the link. I'm on the link, and it's, hey, do I agree? I press yes?
Yes.
Okay.
And then you're going to click through the yellow buttons, hitting continue.
Okay, continue, okay. Okay, and check my agree. Okay, then it says start, so just press start.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Just put my initials or my signature?
Whatever it prompts you to do. It's either initials or a signature. What does it say?
It says signature again.
So, yeah, signature.
Okay.
That's what I want to do now.
Okay, I'm happy then. Okay, let's hit finish.
And then hit finish once you're done, yes. Okay. Perfect. All right, so I just got your documents. So what's going to happen is in the next 24 to 48 hours, the attorneys are going to reach out to you to verify the case with you over the phone. So just be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you, so just keep that in mind. If for any reason I need to reach you, I'm going to reach you from that 949 number I texted you from. If you have any questions or concerns, you can also reach out to me as well. Geneva, it was a pleasure speaking to you. I do want to thank you so much for your time, sharing all this information with me. I know it's not only a physical battle for your daughter, but a mental battle for you as well, watching what your daughter went through. So I do want to thank you so much. But if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.